A crucial figure in the organic farming movement in Vermont has died. Enid Wanacott passed away on Saturday. She was 58 years old. For many years, Wanacott led and grew the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont, NOFA Vermont for short. She was also an important voice in the crafting of the federal National Organic Program. Here to reflect on Enid Wanacott's life and legacy, I'm joined by Jack Laser, the owner of Butterworks Farm in the Northeast Kingdom town of Westfield, Vermont. He knew Wanacott for many years. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what did Enid Wanacott do for organic farming in Vermont?
I think you could say that she probably brought it to the fore. You know, I mean, she made it legitimate. Enid came to work for, you know, NOFA, which was a very, or actually was, at that time, it was, we had a certification group called the Vermont Organic Farmers. It was OCIA originally, and then Enid took over running that and pretty much ran the whole show for a number of years all by herself out of a milk crate with file folders in it for the various farms. And she did all the inspections and she did all the public relations. And slowly as the movement grew, we all grew with it and she did too. And she just was just incredibly forward-thinking, really positive, bright light that just helped legitimatize a different style of farming in the conventional world.
And Wanacott led NOFA until just last year. I mean, what does it look like now compared to that time when she was running it with a, you know, milk crate of files?
Well, it's a much larger organization that's much farther reaching and actually helps a lot of people, a lot of ordinary citizens here in Vermont, whether it's with EBT cards for the farmers markets and voucher system, or, you know, farm to school type things, assistance with the transition to organics, and community building, you know. And when we have our yearly winter conference in February, you know, it's the most amazing love fest of groups of people who are just, you know, having a great time and who all share similar ideals about making this earth a better place. And Enid was in the limelight.
The politics of labeling, especially around organic food and what can be considered organic and what can't, that can get pretty contentious. But I noticed in NOFA's remembrance of Enid Wanacott, they mentioned that she really made sure that the organization was inclusive. Why was that important to her?
It's just who she was. She was not a scrapper and she was not a fighter. She was a lover. It didn't matter whether you were a conventional farmer or not. She was going to include you, and you had just as much to offer as somebody who was organic. So, and I really believe that it was and still is the right way to go into the future. We know that the earth is hurting, and, you know, if we're providing good examples and not criticizing people who do things differently than we do, you're going to go a lot farther than you do if you stick your tongue out at somebody.
What will you remember most about her?
I would say her smile and her bubbliness. And she was genuinely concerned and interested. And, you know, you could tell her your problems or your concerns or your issues. She would listen to you, and I think she would go back and do her best for you. So her friendliness and her openness are probably her most memorable qualities, and we will miss her just so much.
Jack Laser is the owner of Butterworks Farm. We've been remembering Enid Wanacott, who died on Saturday. Jack, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.